For over 70 years, Pemex, Mexico's state-run oil company, has had complete control over the country's oil. But, in 2014, President Peña Nieto enacted reforms that ended Pemex's monopoly and liberalized Mexico's energy sector. For the first time in almost a century, Mexico's oil market is open and ready to be competitive, which could mean a potential energy boom and a step forward in U.S.-Mexican relations. Sean DeLolliker and Noah Israel drill into this topic.
Leonardo Lavalle is head of economic and cultural promotion at the Mexican consulate in New Orleans. He said that Mexico's recent economic reforms get rid of the state-owned Pemex monopoly on oil and open the market to competition.
This reform maybe 15 years ago because of the competition in the world market of oil.
Those reforms couldn't pass 15 years ago because Mexico's president was in a different political party than the majority party in Congress.
The president wanted this reform, but the political party that was in the Congress was majority was PAN.
And they didn't
want it. They voted against that.
But PAN and PRI, the party of Mexico's then president, have been Mexico's two longtime contending parties, with the PRI having ruled Mexico for most of the 20th century. While Mexico's political battles blocked chances for reform in the past, Lavalle is optimistic about a rich energy future for Mexico.
I think it's better planned because it was urgent to get this reform this year, you know,
for
a Mexico economy here.
Yeah.
He believes the reforms come at an opportune time. The reforms that privatize Mexico's oil sector will invite big money investors to help exploit its energy resources.
Mexico has to privatize to growth, to have economic growth and compete against other nations economically talking, you know?
Right.
So I think Mexico needed like 15 years ago, but well, we have the fourth largest reserve of gas shale in the world, and it's completely new.
Yeah.
It's unexplored, and we're beginning now.
It's clear from Lavalle's knowledge that Mexico has struck gold, black gold, and good old Uncle Sam is buying his way into Mexico. American companies will bring their money and will provide competition for the emerging free energy sector in Mexico.
I think American companies are the strongest one to invest in Mexico. And I think Mexico is aiming to attract the invest of American companies.
The Mexican government has just begun opening its doors.
There are two phases of this energy reform. It's called round zero and round one. And there's several contracts in both rounds. You know, in 2016, we're gonna open the gas stations to the world market. So you're not going to see Pemex selling gasoline. You're going to see Shell and see all the other gas companies selling gasoline in Mexico.
So,
investment from U.S. companies will build on an already strong economic relationship between the United States and Mexico created by the North American Free Trade Agreement.
We have the biggest economy in the world, the Canada and Mexico and the United States. So, the biggest transaction rate in the world. I don't know, remember now, but I think it's 1 million a second, something like that. So, you know, we have some issues, you know, because on the border sides. But talking about economy, I think we're brother countries.
Yeah. Our close economic relationship was cemented when in 1994 the North American Free Trade Agreement established Mexico, Canada, and the United States as important neighboring trade partners by opening trade barriers that prevented economic growth. How soon before the benefits of liberalization show?
The investment is gonna be now, like maybe 2015 to 2016. So the economy will reflect in, I think, 4 years. 4 or 5 years.
In 4 or 5 years, some regions within Mexico might benefit from this.
Campeche, this is a state of Mexico that's in the peninsula of Yucatan, has Mexico extracts 70% of the oil of the nation there. And for example, all the north part, that is Nuevo León, Coahuila, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. All the north border is the one that has the gas shell. So it's going to be two different investments because, well, one is in oil and the other is in gas.
The Mexican states in the north of Mexico and Mexican states in the south of Mexico will be impacted the most. The revenues created from the liberalization will go to infrastructure, not the pockets of Mexican politicians. The Mexican government made an organization to make sure that this happens.
It's called Fondo de Hidrocarburos in Spanish. It's like it's an organization that's going to be in charge of getting all the revenues, and all the revenues have to go to infrastructure. It's one job and one family. And when you invest in infrastructure, you're talking about thousands of jobs.
Yeah.
Mexico will benefit from the reform. But what about here in Louisiana?
Louisiana has a very big industry around oil, around platforms. That part of the deep water platforms, we have no investment there in Mexico. So I think a lot of American companies have a lot of know-how of how to extract this oil. So I think Louisiana and New Orleans is gonna be have several benefits around the energy reform in Mexico.
And because Louisiana is so involved with energy, the Mexican consulate in New Orleans plays a key role in aiding negotiations between American and Mexican companies.
We support a lot of American companies that come to all the platforms that are working now in Mexico. We have to issue a lot of visas to work in the state of Tolian Campeche in Ciudad del Carmen, because there are a lot of American platforms there, and we need to make the temporary working visa to get all the American workers to go to work on that platforms.
Belinda Flores, director of cultural programs at the Mexican consulate, said that the consulate was planning on assisting at a convention that would discuss collaboration between U.S. and Mexican energy companies.
The main purpose of this reunion is to start a project that the consulate is going to follow up with these companies. And the goal that we have with this reunion is that the project is going to be self-sustained by the companies, because this project is based or inspired by a project that exists here in Louisiana in the 90s.
The project is a revival of the Governor's Gulf Accord, which was an old economic agreement between Louisiana companies and the states of the Gulf of Mexico. Belinda hopes it will expand to all Gulf states and big companies. The convention is fast approaching.
The issues that they're going to be touched and talked during this reunion that is going to be November the 20th and the 21st is going to be about energy. Energy is going to be a main issue. And we're going to have the two senators that are coming. They were part of the creation of the energetic reform that just passed in Mexico.
Oh, okay.
So that's going to be
energy cooperation is clearly a priority of the Mexican consulate.
It's a very important issue around the world, that Mexico open its economy to in the oil sector.
Yeah. You
know, because we're talking about one of the most important countries in the oil sector. Pemex is going to now open and be more competitive and have a more private view in its administration, because it has to be, because it's going to compete against huge companies around the world.
Is Mexico's energy future a bright one? We'll have to wait and see. For WTUL, I'm Noah Israel with Sham Dalalekar, and we're signing off.